Chapter 5, Section 5.1, Dictation, The Great Exhibition. Listen to the text and write it down.
The Great Exhibition was the first international exhibition of manufactured products and was held in London in 1851 in a specially built structure named the Crystal Palace. The idea for the exhibition came from Sir Henry Cole, an artist and inventor, but would not have been possible without the support of Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's husband. Albert was convinced that it was an outstanding opportunity to display British goods to the world, from small objects like cameras to huge steam engines. The massive show, with participating countries from all over the world which exhibited their goods, was an enormous success, welcoming over 6 million visitors. It was undoubtedly influential in many sections of society, including trade, education, and art. The building itself was considered a marvel, designed by Sir Joseph Paxton and covering 19 acres of London's Hyde Park. It was the first building in iron and glass to be entirely prefabricated. It was later moved to a new site but burnt down in 1936. The Great Exhibition. Was the first international exhibition. Of manufactured products. And was held in London. In 1851. In a specially built structure. Named the Crystal Palace, full stop. The idea for the exhibition came from Sir Henry Cole, comma. An artist and inventor, comma. But would not have been possible without the support of Prince Albert, comma, Queen Victoria's husband, full stop. Albert was convinced that it was an outstanding opportunity to display British goods to the world, comma. From small objects like cameras. 2 huge steam engines. Full stop. The massive show, comma. With participating countries. From all over the world. Which exhibited their goods, comma. Was an enormous success, comma. Welcoming over 6 million visitors, full stop. It was undoubtedly influential. In many sections of society, comma. Including trade, comma. Education and art, full stop. The building itself was considered a marvel. Designed by Sir Joseph Paxton. And covering 19 acres. Of London's Hyde Park. Full stop. It was the first building in iron and glass to be entirely prefabricated. Full stop. It was later moved to a new site but burnt down in 1936. Full stop.